It has to be arguably one of the biggest upsets following Election Day in Connecticut. The fact that Ansonia will have new leadership. It will no longer be Mayor David Cassetti, but instead Mayor-elect Frank Tischka. And he joins us now. And I want to congratulate you, Frank Tischka, on your win this week. And thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC.
Oh, Melissa, thank you for having me on. It was a great win. My team, we swept the entire ticket, and it's obviously a mandate for change in Ansonia. People weren't happy. We had a big groundswell support. People came out early. A lot of people that haven't voted in previous municipal elections came out, and they supported the ticket. So I'm absolutely thrilled. I feel like I just won the Super Bowl. I don't know how else to describe it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Frank. And you and I, we met a few months back, and I was really glad to get to know you personally, introduce you to our audience. And again, I thought you had a lot of great qualities to bring to the table. But I've seen these races before. Look, I've seen them in many other towns and cities across Connecticut. When you have somebody who has been in a position for a long time, it usually takes an awful lot to flip that seat over or to get new leadership in. And to me, Mayor Cassetti has been a constant in Ansonia for a long time. And I really didn't know. I felt you would have an uphill battle, even though I thought you had a great campaign. I thought you brought a lot to the table. I really didn't know. When that was the first race that I had learned about on Election Day, when I got a text message from one of my sources that Ansonia flipped, immediately, I don't know if Representative Rochelle told you, but immediately I'm like, I need Frank Tischka on my show immediately. That to me was arguably one of the biggest upsets in the Connecticut Election Day 2025 results. I don't know if you felt that, but I mean, you must be overwhelmed in the last 48 hours. It has to be. I think it's one of the shockers, honestly. I know Stratford flipped and Milford flipped and Westport flipped, but to some degree, there wasn't as much, I'd say, of that shock factor. And Sonia was shocking, I think, for a lot of people.
Oh, we won by 16 points. And I wasn't shocked because the people of Ansonia, you know, they feel like they've been denigrated by the mayor. He's made some very, very rude comments, some of them very public, some of them on another radio station. It was time for a change. And, you know, people don't like being called names. They don't like their mayor, the person that represents the town, you know, saying vulgar things or on Facebook or even on the radio. So, and plus, there was a lack of fiscal responsibility. So it was time for a change. He sealed his own fate with the people in the town. He said that, the early voting hurt him. Well, yeah, early voting hurt him because there was a groundswell for people to come out and vote. And people were upset with his behavior.
And so we have Frank Tischka here, who is the mayor-elect in Ansonia. As you mentioned, it wasn't just your race, but overwhelmingly, Ansonia really flipped a lot of seats at the local level blue.
Well, listen, we flipped every seat. We didn't flip every seat, but we won every seat. There were 14 seats on the Board of Aldermen that were all Republican, and we won every single one of them. And I like to think we won it because we have a diverse group of candidates. They're very smart. They're younger. They're going to be up and coming. And we want to improve the town and make it better. And those are the kind of people I wanted on my ticket. So that's the kind of people we had. And these people went door knocking, by the way. When you said last couple of days, I'm resting. I knocked over 1,500 doors, and I know some of them did, too.
I have to ask this, though, Frank Tischka. And again, one of the things I really loved about you, and I actually the post-election morning on my show, I replayed our conversation because one of the things I really respected about you, Frank Tischka, now that the election is over, what I really respected was the fact that you are not a politician. I really love that. The fact is that you've actually made decisions that sometimes would almost counteract what the typical Democratic Party would want you to do. And you actually gave a really great example of that on my show when you were announcing your candidacy. So I love that about you. But I'm curious, do you think, though, when you look at how many seats flipped blue in Connecticut, I'm not discrediting the character of you or the other people that you're talking about on your ticket, but I have to imagine what's happening at the national level. We are in the midst of a government shutdown still. There's a lot of tension in Washington, D.C. And when you look at a lot of other major races, a lot flipped blue. Do you feel like that did certainly make a difference in Ansonia flipping to blue?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Ansonia is not a rich town in the state of Connecticut. We all know that. And the fact that they're withholding SNAP benefits from people that need it. And I don't think there's any of my tickets. If there is, I don't know that. But there are people on SNAP in the town. And the fact that people's health care benefits are getting hurt. I saw a bill from one of my constituents where their monthly insurance went from $1,000 to $2,000 for each person. So I got to believe that had something to do with why they were voting Democratic.
So Frank Tishka is here, mayor-elect in Ansonia. And what would you say are your first plans now being in office once you start the job?
Restore integrity to the job. You know, we're not going to be calling people names. I'm going to act like a mayor. Sure, I'm going to have disagreements, but, you know, I'll respect people's opinions. And I'll focus on issues, not on people or calling people names or that type of thing. I never had a vendetta against the mayor of Ansonia. He said that I had a vendetta because I was running against him. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? You know, like it's a... I have nothing to do with the guy, really. I was an alderman, and I was the police commissioner many years ago, and that's it. You know, it was time for a change. He wasn't doing a good job, so that was nonsense. You know, I said restore integrity and treat people with respect. We're going to resume in-person meetings. We haven't had an in-person Board of Aldermen meeting since the beginning of COVID, and that's going to stop. I made it very clear to the Board of Aldermen that's going to stop as soon as I get in on December 1st. And, you know, we want to see some discussion, whether it be before the meetings or after the meetings, but, you know, to do what's right for the people of Ansonia and not go in and just rubber stamp whatever's in front of them. That's the big change. We're going to have a open meeting, and we're going to have discussions, and we're going to do what's right for the people of Ansonia.
Well, Frank Tishka, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time. And again, congratulations on your win this week. And I do hope you'll come back to the show throughout your time as mayor. We are very focused on Ansonia and care very much for the Valley. So would love to have you back on the show when you're available to do so.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me. You're a wonderful, wonderful person. I appreciate the fact that you had me on the show, and I will definitely come and see you again in person.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Frank Tishka again, mayor-elect in Ansonia, right here on WICC.